Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
No, guys, I do not support banning gerrymandering like some on the left and even some on the right are suggesting right now. And I'll explain why with this very simple video of J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Take a look. J.B. Pritzker is making a very simple argument in this. We should ban gerrymandering, and also, Illinois has done their districting perfectly. And that's the problem right there. I've shown this image on the show a billion times by now, but look at Illinois. This is the districting in Illinois. Now, look at Chicago specifically. Illinois, you can see it right here, is one of the worst gerrymandered places in the United States. It is not even particularly close. And J.B. Pritzker is saying it is perfect the way it is. That's the problem. That is the problem for all of the gerrymandering debate. Everyone is going to say this about their state. Everyone is going to say the opposite about other states. They're going to say that their states are ruined, that that's gerrymandering, but their state is perfect. And so, no, I don't want gerrymandering banned. I don't think it works. I don't think it's ever going to be in Republicans' favor or conservatives' favor that way. Gerrymandering, as I've talked about in the past, it's part of our system. It's a political tool. Texas has to fight Illinois. Fight fire with fire. It's that simple. If we ban gerrymandering, and we've seen this all over the place in other areas of politics, but Democrats will take advantage of the rule change and Republicans will be slow to respond. It happens every single time for these things because, unfortunately, Republicans are usually more gullible than Democrats. Mike Lee posted the following on X today. He's absolutely right. He kind of sums it up perfectly in his tweet. He says, "Partisan gerrymandering is constitutional. Racial gerrymandering is not." And this is in response to this tweet. And you can see it up on the screen. It's from Election Wizard. He says, "Democrats could lose big between red state redistricting, SCOTUS possibly striking down race-based districts, as we talked about earlier in the week, and a new census excluding non-citizens, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. These factors could collectively cost them 32 to 42 seats in a worst-case scenario." That's not an exaggeration. That's totally spot on. Like I said, I'm going to break down all those numbers a little bit later in the episode today. Gerrymandering, though, is only possible if a legislature has a majority to do it. The redistricting can't just happen from a few random senators or congresspeople in a state legislature. That's not how it works. So it's perfectly democratic. I think this is what's annoying about the argument from the left right now of how Texas is subverting democracy. The people who are districting doing the redistricting there were elected by the people. And by the way, that applies to people on the left too. Yes, in blue states, when they gerrymander, it's the same. I'm fine with it because guess what? At the end of the day, they have the majority and they were duly elected. I disagree with what they do, but it is democratic. You are literally voting your state legislature in to be a part of the redistricting. Gavin Newsom, of course, always interjects in things like this. He tweeted out the following, which was super stupid. He says, "Red states with zero Dem House seats." And then he lists off all of them. And you got Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, Utah, Nebraska. And then he says, "Red states with just one Dem House seat: Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Kansas." Should I keep going? And he's trying to make the point that red states are gerrymandered worse than the blue states. And so what's funny about this list specifically is at the bottom, you can see he's put Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Alaska. And guess what, guys? In those four states, there's only one House seat. So his argument is that it's gerrymandered. But the thing is it's just that the district is the state. There's no district lines. It's one district for the whole state. And obviously, it's going to go to Republicans because Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming are majority red states. West Virginia on there as well is just two seats. And so he's basically brought up the worst examples. He doesn't understand gerrymandering. And by the way, I hold this view for the blue states as well. There are blue states out there that only have one district, like Delaware. Yes, it's fine if that's a Democrat district. It is. It actually makes perfect sense because the majority of Delaware is blue. You know what doesn't make sense, though? And this is really the problem. The fact that there are what we call blue states that have millions of Republicans in them that get almost no representation right now. Here's a small list. I've showed this in the past. This is not even all of them. You got Massachusetts that has 9 seats. 0% of the seats go to Republicans. None of them, even though 35% of the state are Republicans. You've got Connecticut, same deal. New York, they only get 7 out of the 26, 26% of the actual districts. And yet 42% of New York is red. New Jersey, same thing. Maryland, same thing. New Mexico, out of the 3 seats, none of them go towards Republicans, even though New Mexico is about 40 to 44% Republican. Hawaii, same deal. Oregon, same deal. If this is how it's played, fair enough. Fair enough. If Republicans want their voice heard, they should probably move to Texas or Florida. That's the reality. If you live in Massachusetts and you're Republican, they're going to gerrymander you out of it. But I don't want to hear the whining from Democrats saying that we should either ban gerrymandering or it's just a Republican problem, because it isn't. That's just a lie. Make no mistake, Democrats want to gerrymander their states and then put some sort of ban down to maybe prohibit just Republicans from doing the same. That's what they want. They want to be able to do it. They don't want Republicans to do it. And so I don't think that Republicans should play those games. I think that we should keep gerrymandering. And as we see from the party maps already, it is clearly going to make the GOP come out on top. The Republican redistricting that's happening will only get better if Trump can pull off what he just announced this week, guys. Donald Trump has announced that he's going to try to get a 2025 census done instead of waiting till 2030. And the reason why he's saying he's going to do it is because he does not want to include the illegal immigrants that were included in 2020, because 2020 was hugely botched. Here is what he specifically said in his announcement. He tweeted this on Truth Social. He says, "I've instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. People who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census." And then, of course, his famous tagline now, "Thank you, attention." Thank you for your attention to this matter. So there are a lot of questions as to how this could actually happen. Obviously, when they do this, there's going to be a lot of push from Democrats for lawsuits. There's going to be a lot of logistics at work that's going to be difficult. I don't want to focus on that right now because it's boring and we could speculate about it for hours. What I want to show is how big of an impact it could have on 2026 if it went through, because it's crazy. It's huge. When it comes to the 2020 census, there are two problems fundamentally, and both hurt Republicans. The first is that it was done very poorly. It actually just missed the count completely. It has nothing to do with the illegal immigration. It's just they actually just messed up the census, and they fully admitted it themselves. And that's the Biden administration who finished the census, and they admit it. The second is obviously the illegal immigration being included, and that's what Donald Trump cares more about. This is according to Politico. They say the Census Bureau acknowledged in a 2022 report that Black people, Hispanics, and Native Americans were likely undercounted, while white and Asian people were overcounted. While some degree of under or overaccount happens every census, the pandemic likely exacerbated the challenge. And that was in, all of those changes were in Republican states, meaning that they got less congressmen given to them. And that's a huge deal. It was a huge deal in 2022, in 2024 already. And obviously Donald Trump wants to fix this for 2026. This is according to the report from the Census Bureau. Just to give you an idea, again, this is not including the illegal immigration just yet. That gets even crazier. But this is how off they were. The states that got undercounted: Arkansas by 5%, Florida by 3.5%, Illinois by 2%, Mississippi by 4%, Tennessee by 4.7%, and Texas by 2%. All but Illinois are Republican states. They were undercounted. And the overcounts: Delaware was overcounted by 5.5%, Hawaii by 6.8%, Massachusetts by 2.2%, Minnesota by 3.8%, New York by 3.4%, Ohio by 1.5%, Rhode Island by 5%, and Utah by 2.6%. Nearly all the liberal states overcounted except Utah and Ohio. So right there, we should have a change in the House by about 8 to 15 seats. Because again, if you're overcounting the blue states, they get more Congress members. If you're undercounting the red states, they get less Congress members. That's what just happened. And so just by, again, no illegal immigration, this is just what was supposed to happen already. Republicans should have about 8 to 15 seats more, which is just insane. It's just crazy. Now, if we exclude illegal immigrants, which we should, and people who aren't even citizens, which again, we should, from the count, it gets crazier. Pew Research did a full analysis on this. These were the results that they got. Again, this is not a right-wing thing. This is just solid data. I don't know what else to tell you. I'll show you right now. What you see is that there are some states that should gain and some that should lose. We see Texas should have gained 3. They would have gained 3 if illegal immigrants weren't included. Florida would gain 2. Arizona, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina and Oregon would gain 1. And then all the states that would lose 1 would be Alabama, Minnesota, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, West Virginia, and California. And I took the liberty. I basically added up all the added seats in the states where Trump won in 2024, and it comes out to 6 extra seats once you cancel everything out. And so not only did the 2020 census get botched, but if illegal immigrants were not included, as they really shouldn't be, Republicans would pick up 6 seats. In other words, for 2026, if Trump did redo the census, it would be a smashing success. This would be without any of the redistricting or the gerrymandering that we've talked about. Republicans would pick up at least 14 seats. That is the low end. I'm being very conservative with that estimate. Obviously, it's going to be an uphill battle for Republicans on this. Democrats are going to fight tooth and nail to avoid this. But those 14 seats that should be Republican right now have to be there. I mean, Republicans need to fight just as hard. I think Americans and the Republican Party need to fight harder to get this done, since it is what was owed in the first place. Life doesn't care about your schedule, but the partner of this show, Gray Ledger, does. What happens when your license gets suspended, your phone dies, or your email gets hacked? Gray Ledger builds contingency plans for high trust operations before the mess happens. Alternative vendors, emergency contacts, identity, fail safes, quietly deployed, always ready. Gray Ledger, guys, you don't need luck. You need a plan B. Visit grayledger.carrd.co or head to the link in the description below. We have a crazy story out of Fairfax, Virginia. There are allegations coming out that a school coerced 2 high school girls to go get abortions. They then paid for them, and they didn't even tell their parents. They didn't want the parents to know, obviously. Take a look at what people on the ground are saying about it.
School officials at Fairfax County Centerville High School arranged and bankrolled abortions for girls back in 2021 without so much as a phone call to their parents. I also asked FCPS if it's their policy not to inform parents if a student comes to a teacher or other school employee asking about an abortion. They pointed me to a document that outlines the district's standard operating procedure for that kind of situation. It says, quote, every effort shall be made to encourage and support students suspecting pregnancy to discuss their concern with their parents or guardians. But to be clear, nowhere in that document does it require school staff or even suggest that they contact parents.
Of course, they wouldn't want to contact the parents. The whole goal of the left right now is to isolate children, to try to get them away from their parents. School is the easiest way to do that. And abortion is essential to that mission of trying to turn them to the left for 2 reasons. The first is that moms, women with children, are way more likely to be conservative and Republican, no question. And the second, they've done a lot of data on this, is that married women with kids are the happiest demographic in America. And conversely, unmarried women without kids are the most oppressed. And it's a lot easier to take advantage of people, obviously, when they're depressed than when they're confident and happy and self-fulfilled and have a high self-worth like moms do. At the end of the day, these public educators, I think, should go to prison for life. I don't even think that's controversial. Some of them should probably get the death penalty since they're complicit in literal murder, which abortion is. I think this would be a horrible story for adults, but the fact that it is about underage girls just makes it that much more horrifying. Share this story with your friends and family. These are things that people need to know about because this crap is happening. Hey guys, I'm excited to announce that the Josh Carr Show is on the conservative streaming platform, We The Free. We The Free has fantastic political commentary, a lot of a Second Amendment content that you know, leftist organizations and big tech just simply won't allow us to share. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single day at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.